Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the final hour of the Thanksgiving night edition of The Odd Couple on your TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And, Martin, we've had a feast of football, of course, on Thanksgiving. We saw the Buffalo Bills beat the Lions at the wire at the end, 28-25 with a field goal to win it in regulation. And then we saw the Cowboys beat the Giants, but the Giants covered for all those people who partake in gambling.
They did. We had both dogs covered this morning, both the Lions and the Giants covered.
I had the... I had the Giants covering. I did not have the Lions, so my parlay ticket is not working, and I need the Vikings to win to help me out tonight. So we'll see with that as well. Before we get into another topic here, I want to get your take on just the first two games. What did you take away from the Lions and the Bills?
I'd say the Lions feel good about. If you're a Lions fan, Dan Campbell just secured his job for the rest of the season with this loss. That's as crazy.
Because they weren't embarrassed.
Sounds.
If they got embarrassed, it'd
if
be
they
different.
Had gotten embarrassed, then I think you would have been really even with that 3-game win streak. You would have been looking at it and say, okay, we got embarrassed.
So if they don't win another game this year, I'm gonna ask you.
I think he's solid.
So he goes from 3 wins to 4 wins, and that's good enough.
I think so. Good? I think he's locked in for next year.
After the
3-game win streak. Being able to quote unquote turn it around, like the Bills to the wire.
If they lose the last five, what's their record now? If they lose the last five or six, I'm not so sure that that's best because they haven't really improved from 3 wins to 4. I know what you're saying in the middle of it, but they have to win some games down the stretch to make you feel better. Because if they lose every game from here on out, that three-game win streak, and you just talked about it. The problem is even their own broadcasters are like, dude, like coaching-wise, can you call a timeout? Can you save time? What are you doing? Like, those are the things that should scare you if you're a Lions fan about Dan Campbell.
I mean, I'd be terrified. And the other thing that would scare me if I'm a Lions fan is if I see this roster and I think, okay, I'm a quarterback away. Because you're not. Like, you need to build this thing from this season to next season to that third season. Go get a Caleb Williams or a Quinn Ewers because that's the class that you're looking at. For the Bills, though, who are the more national team here, this is a cause for concern for me. Even with all the different back and forth between traveling to Detroit, playing two games in 5 days, both on the road, both in Detroit. I know that I'm making a big deal of that, but there's teams that play on the road, go home, and then play on the road again on Thursday night. Like, that's not completely out of the ordinary, out of the practice of football. But since Josh Allen had that sprained UCL, which is partially torn UCL, they call it a sprain, he's I think it's 7 red zone interceptions, led the league in turnovers.
Fumbles the ball, can't hold on to the ball.
And you look at the Giants, right? Part of the reason why people say, oh, you know, that team's not real. We just saw last year how poorly the offense played, especially Daniel Jones in terms of his turning the ball
over. How about Daniel Jones?
Right?
And if you're the Giants, I mean, I know they, what are they now? Are they 7-4? Okay, so they're 7-4. Had a better season than expected, but you can't look at Daniel Jones and think he's your future, right?
No, but to the point I was just making, if you look at Daniel Jones, previously one of the most prone to turnovers quarterbacks in the NFL, right? You take away Brian Daboll, he goes from Buffalo to New York. Now, Josh Allen, who in the first few years of his career, turned the ball over left and right.
A ton.
Stopped turning it over that 1 year. Now, what is he doing? Right back to leading the league. I think you have to look at Daboll in the position that he's putting his guys in, because Daniel Jones is the same player. I think that's why the Giants are probably going to be ready to move on after, you know, after his fifth-year option is up. And they'll, like,
I just don't see how you stick with him.
Situation.
Yeah, I just think there's got to be somebody better. He's good at running, but is he a good quarterback? I don't think he's a good quarterback. I really don't. Never been on the Danny Dimes. I know people remember he had a stretch where people would call him Danny Dimes.
No,
and they
had
were
a game. He had a game against Tampa.
Is that
he
the only one?
A game against Tampa, and he had a run in which he tripped over himself. So I was never terribly impressed with Daniel Jones.
All right, what about the Cowboys? Now, Chris and I both picked the Cowboys to win the division. Obviously, we've seen the Eagles lose, and they still only have, what, the one loss. But they don't seem or feel the same as they did earlier. Would you admit that? Colts game was a squeaker.
They just haven't been blowing teams out like they were in the last 2 weeks. But, right. Like, this, the Eagles team, to me, I had worries about them because they don't score spread out. They piled it all on in the first half, primarily in the second quarter. You got to be able to score consistently throughout the game to be able to maintain. The Eagles coming out and having a scoreless half wasn't a shock to me, you know. So that gives me cause for concern. If you're going to be a good team, you're going to be a team that wins a ton of games, you're going to have to score each quarter.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I just look at the Cowboys. And after that bad loss in Green Bay, you know, there was question marks about them. But they bounced back in a big way, beating Minnesota in Minnesota, dominating that game. And now they, you know, got off to a slow start in the first half against the Giants. Dak had a couple of picks, but then they turned it around and they win, even though they don't cover. So who do you like more? Do you like the Cowboys, what they have, or do you like the Eagles?
I like what the Cowboys have. With the caveat that I Micah Parsons, to me, is the best defender in football and has an argument to be the best player
in
football.
Is he MVP?
I know it's a quarterback league, quarterback award, you know what I'm saying? If you have Mahomes as your MVP, I'm not about to sit up here and argue with you, but the Cowboys lost their starting quarterback in this quarterback league and didn't miss a beat. right? And the whole reason why, it wasn't because Cooper Rush was out here slinging and wheeling and dealing, because he wasn't. Go look at the numbers.
No, they weren't great. He just didn't turn the ball over is what he did.
Exactly. He didn't turn the ball over. Like he said, he was doing what the job description of the position is, right? Which we've seen in the NFL is difficult to do, right? You can't find a guy who can do it. Cooper Rush was able to fulfill the job description. But Michael Parsons was wrecking shop in those games, and he's primarily, to me, the reason why the offense didn't score. And Rob, you don't win football games, you don't score points.
Normally, you need points.
It's going to be hard to score. It's going to be hard to win with zero.
No, you need points. At least a field goal
or a safety.
Right, you could do that. 2-0 if your defense pitches a shutout. So there you go. Cowboys win at home. First Thanksgiving Day win since 2018. And for the Lions, who, of course, hosted every year since, 1934, for the Lions, they've lost 6 in a row. Real quick, should the game be taken away or not?
No. The game
Why you say no? You didn't
Detroit.
Even you didn't even hit flinch.
Look, we want to harp on everything's changing. The world's not the same anymore. You know,
you're the one. I'm surprised. Now you're one always saying to me, I'm old school. I'm an old guy. I don't want anything to change. I'm still using my Palm Pilot or whatever it is.
If you go back and know the history of how football on Thanksgiving started, nobody wanted to do it. Nobody, none of these other owners, none of these other football programs, they said, no, we don't want to play on Thanksgiving, on a Thursday. We play football on Sundays. Nope, the Ford family said, you know what, we'll do it. And it's one of the staples.
It wasn't a Ford family, but go ahead.
I'm sorry, the owner of the Lions, they stepped up. You sure it wasn't the Fords even all the way back then?
The Fords was the team in 1963.
Wasn't it the first Henry Ford, owner of the Model T didn't buy the Lions?
1963.
No. But the Lions stepped up and said, you know what, we'll do this Thanksgiving Day game. They did it for many, many years when there was no other Thanksgiving Day
game. This is back in 1934.
This is like back in the origins of football type of deals. Like to me, taking the game from taking the Thanksgiving game from the Lions would be like changing the name of the New York Giants. Like it just shouldn't happen, right? If you want to, you know, now you want to add games, you want to put a premier game on the nightcap, you want Vikings Patriots, you want to do that, you have the Cowboys play a good game, cool. But no, Detroit deserves to kick off Thanksgiving every single year.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay, so a story came out on ESPN. .com about Jim Irsay. He shot back at his critics because some people were saying that his firing of Frank Wright was personal, and he pushed back saying it's not personal. He said it was the very opposite of being personal, that he's very close with Frank Wright, and his daughters love him and whatnot, and we saw when the Eagles won there. I'm not the Eagles. Yeah, when the Eagles won there, their coach said it was for Frank Reich, that he's a friend of Frank's and thought he got done dirty there by the Colts and when they put him out and whatnot. What do you make of the whole thing that we're a couple of weeks into Jeff Saturday's tenure and yet Irsay still having to talk about this?
Because it was a joke. It was a joke when he did it, and it's still a joke now. And the idea that, okay, cool, maybe it wasn't an idea like, quote-unquote, wasn't personal. But, dude, when you do something like that, and you fired a guy, and it's not just firing the guy, because you can make arguments as to why Frank Wright was fired. Everybody was like, dang, tough break. But nobody, like, blinked twice about it, right?
No. He could have been fired. Okay? Right. Like,
You replaced him with. And, again, the whole thing about sports, Rob, you said all the time, sports has a short menu, wins and losses. The reason why this whole thing works is because there is an expectation that the other team is trying their best to win the game. Even if they're grossly outmatched, that's why we talk about it. Well, you got to play. Games don't get played on paper; they get played on the field. So for the idea that, to me, it felt like a super big attempt at tanking. If I'm the Colts, you're going to take an interim guy who's not in the interim. Right, that doesn't make any sense. It's not. They make an interim guy is like an internal hire.
Reggie Wayne was sitting there. He was already a coach on the staff, and he's an all-time leader in games played for the Colts and won a Super Bowl there. Like he had all the pedigree, all the stuff that you would want if you're going to put somebody in as an intro.
His resume is strikingly similar to Jeff Saturday's.
Except for that he's already on the staff.
Played offensive line. Yeah, no, and, but he's Reggie Wayne has been
already
coaching
on
football.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right?
Either this is a gross attempt at trying to tank.
They won the first game, though.
Yeah. That's fine. Tanking teams win.
Okay.
Okay. So either it's a terrible attempt to try to tank the rest of the season, or is it an attempt to circumvent the Rooney Rule in terms of your hiring practices?
There you go.
Either way, there's no good that comes out of this. Jeff Saturday could go ahead and win the next five games, and I'll still be saying, "Well, you're going to go interview now? You want to talk about sham interviews?
No. There will be no interview because he got in that way, and then they could hire him. Because there's no Rooney Rule. Now let's say this.
Go ahead.
The Irsay family has hired two black coaches, in fact. Okay.
So what?
No, I'm not, Martin. I'm just putting that out as that they've had a history. That's all. Is that this is not an organization that's never had a black coach, and they're circumventing it because he wants to put his guy in there. And this is the way you do it without having to, because if you wait and try to hire him, Martin, after the season, there is the Rooney Rule, and then people would criticize you that how could you hire all these other coaches have all this experience and credentials, and you hired a guy without it. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you, but
that's all I'm saying. It's like,
but to me, just because you've hired black people in the past, hired minorities in the past, doesn't mean you somehow now get a pat on the back to circumvent.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I want you to know that's not what I'm saying.
It doesn't give you a pat on the back. Like, is that something that
I'm
you
giving
should be
context.
Able to go?
I'm giving
but
context.
Even with the context, that means you should know better. That means you should know better because you went, Jim Irsay, through the hiring process and found some people that didn't look nothing like you, that wasn't drinking a beer with you in the same way they say Jeff Saturday is his drinking buddy, that was able to lead your team, right? So you should know there's some level of best man for the job. And if you're just sitting there, you're telling me you think Jeff Saturday is the best man for the job, then I'm calling you a liar.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. And here's the other thing. I know there are a lot of former players who were rah-rah in the whole hire because, Martin, they want to skip the line too. They want coaching jobs, right? Head coaching job without having to be assistants.
That makes it seem like there is some line to skip. There's no line to skip. There's no pipeline. There's no there's nothing that you can do to be a head coach in the NFL besides get hired by an owner. Because outside of that, that seems to be the only qualification that you look at, right? So you got Cliff Kingsbury was the offensive coordinator at USC, had lost everything at
Texas
Tech.
Yeah, but he was a college coach.
All right, but I'm just saying.
I'm just talking about a guy who got no experience.
But the experience doesn't seem to matter because you can spend 1 year as a quarterback coach and get a head coaching job a la Zach Taylor as opposed to spending years and years and years in the league. So, like, there's no – like the idea that there is some type of pipeline or checklist that you can check off is fallacy and it's just right there in proof.
No, the point is, in this case, and I think the issue is there are guys who want to – like, they're rooting for him. Even when they lost, they were up on the Eagles 13-3. They were still praising him as if, you know, oh, wow, well, did you see they almost won that? No, they lost. And actually, they were up 13-3, and you lost at home. So there was no miracle or whatever. You lost, okay? And people are trying to ride this wave of Jeff Saturday. They want him to succeed so much so that other guys won't have to coach at all. That's all I'm saying, Martin, is if he does it, then these other guys who are on TV or working or whatever, they're going to have opportunities. That's all. I think it's bad. 877-99 on Fox. As we go forward here with Jeff Saturday, do you think he's going to be the head coach, Martin, next year? No matter what, no matter how many games they win, I believe he's going to be hired.
It depends. If they lose out the rest of the way, then yeah. But if they somehow find lightning in a bottle and win a couple games, and I say somehow, I don't know. Maybe the somehow is the fact that they put Matt Ryan back in the starting lineup. So that's another thing entirely
guys,
that got me very upset about this situation.
All right.
The injury report exists for one reason only. It's for people to bet on. And you got to honor it if you're going to be in partnership with all these other gambling companies, Indianapolis Colts in the NFL.
877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple. We want to hear from you. Join in Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America?
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Jan Hammer. I love it. It is the Odd Couple. Yes, Miami Vice. Crockett and Tubbs. Remember that show?
You saw the reruns. I saw a movie with Jamie Foxx, I think.
No, okay. It was a TV show first. It is the Odd Couple on your Thanksgiving night. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Martin Weiss. Filling in for Chris Broussard. And welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of a live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery of the Big Green Egg at thebiggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free delivery. That's right. Go to biggreenegg.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You got some phone calls?
Yeah, let's go to Jerome in Charleston. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got, pal?
It's an expletive joke. And you can tell LeVar Arrington I said that. It's a joke. No coaching in the high school. Give me a break, man. This is a joke. His drinking buddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My drinking buddy. Yeah, let's all hire our drinking buddies. That's not hiring any qualified people, okay? Yeah, the Rooney Rule. The Rooney Rule is a joke because you don't even get to see the Rooney Rule.
Yeah. I hear you, my man. Hey,
Mama,
you want
no!
the only one. I hear you big time. A lot of people were not happy about it. 877-99 on Fox.
Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Yeah, so I don't think he deserved the job, but as long as he wins games, I don't really care that he skipped the line. That's all that matters in the NFL. Nick Sirianni didn't even call the plays to Colts, and he just diagrammed the plays. And people thought he was going to be a puppet, and he was qualified, apparently. Matt LaFleur, another guy, didn't deserve a job, but he's done a good job.
So you don't care. They can hire anybody. Can they hire the guy slinging beers?
As long as they win games.
Yeah, I just think
he brings up the same point that I was just making. There is no pipeline. There is no qualifications.
There is no checklist.
There's not.
Jeff Saturday's the first guy in NFL history to go from high school to a head coaching job.
Prior to Jeff Saturday, only obligation, the only prerequisite you had to have was that you coordinated an offensive.
No, that you were a coach on a college level or somewhere before that. That's what a qualification. Cliff Kingsbury. He coached at Texas Tech.
There's no level of anything else. There's no level of them to be successful.
No.
Matt LaFleur in Tennessee.
You're missing the point. There's never been a Jeff Saturday. That's the problem, Mark. Never.
There's never been a Jeff Saturday. I mean, we were right on the way there.
No, we weren't. There was never a Jeff Saturday.
How many quarterback coaches walked in and be a head coach before
Zach Taylor? There was never a Jeff Saturday. That's the point.
There wasn't. How many? I mean, come on. I mean, stop, seriously. No, seriously, like that, no.
You it's think ridiculous. I'm VJ Husky? Take the next call.
No, I think it's ridiculous, the idea that it's just like, no. All the coaches in the league right now have one thing in common. They're NFL head coaches that got hired by the person who can make the
decision. Other guys were college coaches who got the jobs.
That's it. That's absurd. Mitch in Jersey. I hope you got something better than Rob Parker right now. What you got, pal?
Happy holiday, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, you guys too, and your family. So, knocked off the Raiders this season, came close, showed that the Eagles are not immortal, and he's got nothing to lose. He can always go back to his broadcasting career.
Yeah,
I would think college is the best coach job to have, in terms of security.
My only thing is, if you let this happen, guys will be hired. I remember when Ted Turner owned the Atlanta Braves, and Ted Turner fired the manager that he had. He put on the uniform and went down to go sit in the dugout. He was going to manage the team. Major League Baseball came in and said, take the uniform off. You're not. He owned the team. He wanted to be the manager, and they made him take the uniform off and said, you will not make a mockery of the game. And Jeff Saturday, for this league to be around for 100 years, and no one had ever gotten a job from no experience of being a high school coach at some suburban school. That was the point of the whole issue. And that's why it's important. Because once this happens, you're going to have other people hiring their friends and buddies. And I know it goes on and nepotism happens.
Oh, gosh. Now they'll hire their friends and buddies.
No. They're friends and buddies who have no qualifications. Zero.
Now they'll do it. Okay.
So, I don't care what you say.
Just in case you had a cup of coffee with Sean McVay 3 years ago. All right? That was the biggest qualification. That was the biggest qualification just a few years ago.
Those guys also had jobs in football. All right. Let's get you caught up here with Kevin Wyatt. Let's do it.
I think the closest thing we've seen to Jeff Saturday
I seem to recall Josh McCown was under consideration for the Texans job.
He didn't get the job.
But because of the criticism, I think that's why they turned around and hired Lovie Smith. So that's maybe the only close comparison I think you can have to
And you see what happened? Yeah. And there was going to be criticism because he was getting a job that he wasn't qualified for.
Exactly.
That's my point.
So I think that's the parallel right there. Plenty of Turkey Day NFL action right now as it's the Patriots and Vikings in action in Minneapolis. That game is approaching halftime. The Patriots with a 13-10 lead. Nelson Aguilar, Justin Jefferson each with a touchdown reception. Earlier action today included the Giants visiting the Cowboys. Dallas struggled early on as Dak Prescott threw two first-half interceptions, but they surged ahead in the second half with two second-half touchdown passes by Dak to win it 28-20. And the day got started off with an absolute thriller, a back-and-forth affair between the Bills and Lions that saw Detroit tie it up on a 51-yard field goal with 23 seconds to go. And with that, the question was, is that too much time for Josh Allen? And the answer was yes, as he led Buffalo into field goal range.
The snap is good. The kick is long enough. It is up. It is good. Still 2 seconds left on the clock. A 45-yard field goal for Tyler Bass to put the Bills on top, 28-25, with 2 seconds remaining.
That was John Murphy on WGR and the Bills Radio Network. They would win by that final score, 28-25. One other game on the gridiron going on in the college ranks. It's the only college game on the schedule for today. The Egg Bowl between Ole Miss and Mississippi State. That game has about 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's the Rebels on top, 16-14. Some FIFA World Cup action from earlier today. It's the last batch of opening matches. Brazil with 2 second-half goals to get by Serbia, 2-0. Switzerland with a 1-0 shutout of Cameroon. And Uruguay and South Korea play to a scoreless tie. Portugal, a 3-2 winner over Ghana. Cristiano Ronaldo with a penalty goal in the 65th minute. On the hardwood, a lot of college basketball action. Number 20, UConn blowing out Oregon right now. It's 64-39 with 11 minutes to go in the second half. So this game really no longer in doubt. There are some closer games earlier today. Duke escapes with a ugly 54-51 win over Oregon State. North Carolina also in trouble before pulling away to beat Portland 89-81. And number 3, Kansas, with a narrow 69-68 win over Wisconsin. Back to you guys.
All right. Thanks, Kev. We appreciate it. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard on a TV theme song Thursday and a Thanksgiving night. And boy, time has flown by. We got the Vikings just, what did they just do? Score a touchdown, right?
T.J. Hockenson with the worst gritty we've seen since Mike Gesicki.
Gesundheit.
As he catches a Kirk Cousins, a little 7-yard pass, walks into the end zone. Yeah, T.J. Hockenson, former Lion.
That's right. He said it was good to go to a place where he won some games, right?
Yeah, former Hawkeye as well for Iowa Sam, but it's interesting. He said, go to a place that win. He's 1-1 since there and got smoked by 37 points.
Wow. The extra points. He just missed the extra point. Is that going to hurt me later on? What's the spread, 2.5?
No, it's going to hurt you because the wing was going to win this game outright.
So. You want to make a bet for some wings?
It's games already started. We're What's good.
A, you sure?
Game's already started. I'm good. I
think they're going to win.
I already bet with my preferred sports book already, all right? So I'm leveraged out. It's Thanksgiving.
I am here for that.
My goodness, you get so testy over a little wing bet. Is that the end of the world? All the money you're making now?
Hey, you know what? I don't have Shekel City every day. Okay, I don't have Shekel. I got to keep my little shekels. In my pocket.
Shekel City's been going great. I had I was 3-0 last night on the parlay. Very, very nice. But of course, no parlay tonight because the Lions did me in. If you're just joining us, we hope to talk with Nui Scruggs, who is a sports anchor down in Dallas-Fort Worth, a little bit about the Cowboys. And let's talk about the Cowboys, and hopefully Nui will join us in. Feel good about the Cowboys, better about the Cowboys, or nothing's changed?
The concern for me with the Cowboys is going to be how far can that defense take them? Because
their defense is great.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. But that's going to be what the answer is, right? It's how far can a defense take them? I think this offense unit, Pollard is the running back with more juice, but they're using both guys offensively, and we'll see if they add Odell Beckham, but I think we got our guy.
Is that Nui? We got him? All right. Nui Scruggs from NBC Dallas-Fort Worth. Of course, going to give us some insight. Welcome to the Odd Couple, Nui. Happy Thanksgiving. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard tonight. How are you?
Hey, baby, I'm just getting in the car. We just left the field and our long conversation with Jerry Jones, talking to Dak, all kind of stuff, baby. So, they stunk it up. They stunk it up for 30 minutes, but then they got themselves a W.
Yeah, they did. Let's talk about that first. In the first half, Dak had a couple of interceptions. The Giants hung around. What was going on there? What was the mood like? People kind of like a little restless first half?
I thought it was some arrogance in coaching for sure on Mike McCarthy's part. But, sometimes you just have to work through things. They work through it. They have too many pre-snap penalties. I also look at the referee crew that they have. Rick Goslin, the Hall of Fame writer, who you know very well. Rick always, every game, puts out a note of like, okay, who's the officiating crew and what kind of penalties are they calling? And this crew came into this thing basically hitting the Cowboys up for 10 penalties a game, and the Giants were hit by the same crew, 10 penalties a game. So, what we saw was not unexpected. A whole bunch of penalties, some of them question marks. I mean, Zach Martin got a holding call. That's like the sixth holding call in Zach Martin's career.
Wow.
So even that one was questionable. You're like, really? So, that's been an Achilles heel. Dak talked about it. Now, this is the kind of thing that's going to get you beat in the playoffs. Okay? So, I'm going to get straight there. The way they give up these penalties, the pre-snap stuff, the whole – this kind of stuff, and if you don't understand who the crew is, it's going to hurt you it's going to hurt you long-term. But they got away with it because the Giants just didn't have enough firepower to compete with these guys.
So where are the Cowboys now? Obviously they had that bad loss in Green Bay, but they bounced back. They won in Minnesota. They beat the Giants, and they still are, a team that was vying, of course – for the division with the Giants, even though a lot of people don't buy into them, they had the record, and that's a big win. So where are the Cowboys moving forward, that Green Bay taste out of their mouth?
I mean, you could kind of say that, Rob, but here's the ultimate thing. Around here, nobody cares until playoffs, I don't care if they win the division or get the wild card. Their success is going to be judged on what they do in the playoffs. And this is an organization that has not been in the NFC Championship game since 1996, in the Super Bowl since 96. And you know what? I was working in Cleveland at the time, so the Ravens hadn't existed yet. And, the Ravens become a franchise and win two Super Bowls, and the Cowboys still can't sniff one. So, there's this whole thing about, what are you? I mean, who cares if they get the number one seed? Now, they've been the number one seed before and got themselves put out in the playoffs at home. So it's all about how far do you go in the playoffs.
So you said the Giants didn't have enough firepower to take advantage of the Cowboys' pre-snap miscues. They said that this game potentially was a winner gets Odell Beckham type situation. Jerry Jones said he met with Odell earlier today, today he said he met with Odell today, right? I have that right?
He said he talked to him.
Okay.
He said he talked to him, and look, first off, I don't believe this was a game to decide whether or not you're going to get Odell Beckham Jr. Did you see Daniel Jones' throws?
I did.
I'm with you. I don't think Odell was ever going back to the Giants. I don't buy that at all.
No, I think this is, this is what good people, smart people do when they try to drum up interest and get their financial goal met.
Right.
Because he just doesn't want a contract for this year. He'd like a long-term deal. And Jerry also spoke about that. Yes, the financial part is an issue right now. And how do you normally find a way to get the money you want? You need to create suitors and create an atmosphere that people want you. So if you sit up here and say, hey, look, I can go to your division rival, I can go back home. It's an option. But I just don't see why he would want to go from catching passes from Matt Stafford to Daniel Jones.
Well, do you think he'll be catching passes for Dak Prescott in the near future?
They have a good feeling about it. Talk to somebody on the scouting today. They have a good feeling about it. But most of all, I mean, who else is saying that they want him at this level? I mean, they out here thirsting for the man. If I'm with him, I want to go somewhere where they really want me.
I mean, they are thirsting. I agree with that. It's over the top.
The owner, head coach, player, quarterback, running back, defense. I mean, you go somewhere else. I mean, you ain't gonna get, let's say you go to Kansas City. They ain't thirsting for you like this.
I mean, I'll put it like this. I'm surprised the official Cowboys Twitter account didn't leave hard eyes under his "Where should I go next?" post with the Cowboys. I mean, even the Dallas Cowboys official Twitter account was like, "Your move, Odell." Now, talking about the Cowboys on the actual roster. It's been ballyhooed about beforehand, but Zeke's going to continue to be the starter for this team, but Tony Pollard's going to take the lion's share of the carries.
No, he's not having it. No, go ahead, Nui, tell him, because we've already been in this argument. We try to tell him Pollard should get more carries. You still disagree?
Look, Skippy Pete believes that the 1-2 punch is what they need, and that 1-2 punch is going to carry them in the playoffs, and so they're going to keep doing what they do. Clearly, Tony Pollard is deserving of more carries. Rob, you like that?
Yes, that's all I wanted. That's all we said, that he deserves more carries. That's it.
And here's their biggest problem. It's not really a problem. I mean, Tony's a free agent at the end of the year, so they can throw the franchise tag on him, and they will. It's really going to be about what do you do with Zeke's contract, because they could potentially get out of it, but I know Jerry likes him, and when Jerry likes a guy, that means the guy usually is going to be able to stick around for a long time. So I'm really kind of framing it under the guise of maybe Ezekiel Elliott has to take some type of pay cut, and they bring Tony Pollard back. But Tony Pollard's still not a guy you want to pass pro a whole lot. But they like the combination. And if it's not Ezekiel Elliott back with his team next year, there will be another running back. They are not going to make Tony Pollard just a, you know, they're never going to put him in an Adrian Peterson-like
situation. Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
So let me ask you this. The picture, of course, that's gone viral of Jerry Jones in high school in 1957 in Arkansas. Did Jerry talk about that? Did anybody ask him about that? What was the buzz? Anything from players who saw that picture?
I didn't go in the locker room to talk about that. I was there. I asked the bulk of the questions about it along with Clarence Hill for the Star Telegram, and Jerry talked about it. He was 15 years old at the time, and he was curious. And I pressed Jerry. I just said, Jerry, that was, you know, do you understand the perception people have? Because that wasn't a welcoming crowd.
Right.
That was a welcome committee.
They were trying to stop them from going in. Right.
Right. And so Jerry tries to put it as though I was a guy who just wanted to see what was going on. And he said none of us had any implication on what it all really meant. And, you know, we went further into Sally's article about, hey, you know, Jerry, you've done a lot for this league in a position of being, you know, an owner. And the television deal and helping guys with stadiums, you know, and being able to make money. But here's an area that you basically have ignored, that you haven't put a whole lot of emphasis on. And Jerry defended it by saying that he never looks at race. He's just about money and just can't get the job done. And so he defended himself. I'll say this, Rob, he was very nervous because Clarence asked the first couple of questions about it.
Right.
And he did seem very nervous. And then I asked him and pressed him a couple of times, and then he basically kind of cut me off and said, I'll answer your questions later. He wanted to go to football.
To
his credit, he answered the question.
That's good. I'm glad. Go ahead.
And then we finished. And I gave my microphone to my photographer, and then we did a walk-off, and we went into it more.
Right.
Okay.
All right, that's good. I'm glad that he did address it. I figured you guys would, of course, talk to him about it. There's no way it was all over the place. Hey, Nui, we appreciate you. Got to run.
My man.
Nui Scruggs from NBC Dallas-Fort Worth. Hey, Nui, always a pleasure, my man. We appreciate you.
You know you always call me, baby. I appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving.
No doubt.
You too,
thank you, buddy. All right. We'll wrap up this puppy, this Thanksgiving night Odd Couple next. It is Rob Parker, Martin Weiss, filling in for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. I'll be back here tomorrow. Alan Lee will be in Chris's seat. So make sure you tune in.
I'll be back here the day after tomorrow. Martin and VJ, keep it going.
That's right. You'll do your show from 4 to 7 Pacific and 7 to 10 Eastern.
Yes. There you go.
And what was that theme from?
That's Ren and Stimpy.
Damn. I thought it was Wipeout. I don't know what Wipeout
that
is.
That was Wipeout. They stole that from Wipeout.
I don't know about that.
That is what that song
Wait, Wipeout? Like where they jump on balloons and stuff?
No.
There was a Wipeout that Wipeout was before that.
Ren and Stimpy started in the early
Boys
90s.
Made it.
I don't
it's
know.
Called the White Wipeout.
Okay. This by the Beach
and then,
Boys.
It was the Beach Boys, and then the Fat Boys did it. Pull it up. Find it, Sam, real quick. The Beach Boys and the Fat Boys did a thing. I think it was Wipeout.
All right, there you go.
Fat Boys and the Beach Boys.
The more you know.
They both can't go to the beach together. All right. Final segment of the program. Minnesota and the Pats. Are you surprised? Score 16-16. What was the over-under in this game?
I don't. It was in his 40s.
Oh, here we go. See, this is the original,
yeah,
right?
It's in the same genre, of course.
That sounded like that Rent and Skimpy show.
Rent and Skimpy, yeah.
Skimp and Rent and Skimpy.
Ron and Skimpy.
Right?
See, this is what I did. Okay, this is what I thought it was
initially.
Yeah, it's
sort of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, definitely a ripoff of that, doubt.
Right.
16-16 at the half. Surprised? Not surprised?
I'm not surprised. I thought the Patriots would win this game outright. So, no, the thing that surprised me, though, was the Patriots coming out and bombing that thing with 2 minutes left in their first – with two minutes in their first drive. Yeah. Spit it out.
Yeah, can you spit it out? I'm just hoping the Vikings win by three. 2.5, all they need to do is win by three is a spread, and I'll be happy on that. We'll see. Kirk Cousins had a pick, and – another one dropped, Martin, so we'll see how that plays out. But so far, the football, how do you rate the three games thus far? The first game, it had a little thriller. Second game, not that great, but the Cowboys win, and now we got a tie.
I say, second game was great. If you had the 9.5, that's a lovely backdoor cover as you're sitting there with your stomach full.
Yes.
And you're sitting back drinking a little wine. Yeah, but I just love football, man. Like, I'm not one of these, oh, this season stinks because the games. No, I like to see how guys are going to figure it out.
So you watch anything. You watch terrible football. You watch a blowout. Do you stay on a 41-0 game? You watch the entire game? I'm asking you, do you watch a 41-0?
I'm about to answer you. How about that? The first game this season I even contemplated flipping off was the Cardinals 49ers on Monday night.
Okay. I watch good football, and when it's bad, I flip. I turn the channel. If a TV show's bad, I change it. If a movie's bad, I change it. If I'm watching a baseball game and it's 9-0 and the other team can't hit, I change the channel.
I understand that, Rob, but if you're a movie critic, you're going to have to criticize the whole movie, not just
terrible and you shouldn't watch it because I only watch. And I would say in my piece that I only watched the first 10 minutes and it was awful. Don't bother. Yeah. I don't need to watch anymore.
Guys, be safe out there. Thanksgiving is the most dangerous day in the United States. Do you know that?
I believe that.
Hospital visits, off the charts. Home fires, off the charts. Be safe out there.
All right. And thanks, Martin, for filling in. Again, the Odd Couple will be back tomorrow. So make sure you stick and stay on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there was just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!